Hi, this is Gospel Time Podcast with Brother Matt in New Carlisle, Ohio. Welcome to Gospel Time Podcast, with a podcast that gives you encouragement and hope. And today is going to be a special episode. And I'm your host, Matthew Travis, and today we got a special guest with us, and his name is Pastor Miller. And I'm going to interview him and talk with him. And thank you for being on Gospel Time Podcast, Brother Miller. Thank you for being on Gospel Time Podcast, Brother Miller.
Yeah, good to be with you, Brother Matthew.
So I just want you to introduce yourself and say where you are pastoring and what's your name and all that.
All right, I am Pastor David Miller, and I pastor on 2100 Springdale Road. And it's a great church there.
Yep, okay. Thank you for that, Brother Miller. Now I want to ask you a question, and if you can answer it, and I just want to ask you, how old were you when you got saved?
Okay, I was 16 years old when I got saved. I prayed some when I was 14, but really when I got saved was 16.
Okay.
And I received the Holy Ghost 3 weeks and 5 days later.
That's really good.
Thank you. Then
I want to ask you another question, and it is, when did you start your ministry?
Okay, I was 17, and when I first started preaching, I would say the first month or two, I just preached around all but my home church. But when I got about 4 months into my ministry, I started to preach out some, and I would say when I turned 18, I started preaching a lot of revivals, and many revivals. Actually, we were full time when I was 20.
That's good. Now I want to ask you another question. Now, what ministries are you currently in?
Okay. That's a great question, Brother Matthew. Well, when I was, like I said, 20 years old, I started evangelizing across the country. And I think we evangelized for about 5 years. And then I took my first church to pastor. And I was there 2 years. Then I pastored another church for about a year and a half. Then I went to where I'm at right now, at the Pentecostal Holiness Tabernacle on Spring Depth Road in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I'm currently a pastor of a church there, and I still preach out quite a lot. I preach revivals, camp meetings, homecomings, and those sorts of things for other churches. And then I have a podcast like you. The name of our podcast, It's All Right. Ours is called PHT in the Morning with Pastor David Miller.
Yep.
And we do that every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. That'll come out AM. And then besides that, we have our camp meeting there at our church, and we have a lot of other outreach programs within. So we're pretty involved in the ministry in several areas.
Okay, I want to ask you another question. When did you start recording albums?
Okay, 1973. I recorded my first album. That was the vinyl. They didn't do CDs yet, so that was the big vinyl record.
Yeah.
And I recorded that one in 1973. And the title of that one was, I Have a Father Who Can. And then I recorded another one in 1975. And that title was, Here They Come. So then I've done a few little things for other people, like some backup vocals, or in fact, I sung on our choir CD, I sung one. And I sung with my daughter and mother-in-law. That's Brother Doug Cornett, Sister Missy Cornett. But then, do you want to hear about my two new ones?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I recorded one in 18. And that one was with the ensemble in my church. I had them back me up and they sang a couple songs on it. And the title of that one was, I've Come a Long Way. And then in 2019, I recorded one called, the title is I Went Down. And I wrote that song, and with the help of Rachel McCutcheon, and Sister Rachel's a good friend of ours. We've known her since she was just a young girl. And I know you've heard of her, but she records and writes songs, and she's written songs for the Collinsworth family and several other groups. And the Millikens, you know, Jimmy John.
Yeah.
And she records with them. So we wrote the song together, I Went Down. And what that was about was going down, and I went down to the altar. And so since I recorded that song, I made that the top of that latest CD.
I can say I got the CDs, and you did really good on them CDs. I love listening to them.
Well, thank you so much.
And now I have another question for you, and I want to know how long have you been doing your podcast?
I'm trying to think. I believe a little less than 2 years.
That's pretty good. I've been doing mine the same.
Thank you. Yeah, I listen to your podcast, and you've got some good podcasts.
So do you.
Thank you.
And now I want to ask you just two more questions, and the sixth question I got for you is, where were you born and raised?
Okay, I was actually born in Booth Hospital, that's not even there anymore. But that was just not far from Newport, Kentucky. What was the other question? I forgot.
Where were you born and raised?
Okay, so I was born there in Newport, Kentucky, and then my dad bought a 100-acre farm out here in Dearborn County, Indiana, which the town closest is Harrison. And actually, we're just over the Indiana line. So I live in Indiana, and I'm pastor in Ohio. Some folks think that's pretty funny, but it's not very far. Not too far.
So now the next question I got for you is, how long have you been pastoring?
Okay, total. Let's see, I've been at this church for 40 years. And then I pastored the other one. So about 44 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll give you a little story if it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, when I resigned my first church, I was 27 years old. And, you know, you're just leaving your first church. And we had a good church, but I felt like God was done with me as far as pastoring that church. And then a pastor called me from up in Indiana that very night I resigned and asked me would I be able to start a revival the very next night for him. So we went on Monday, and I preached, I think it was 5 weeks, and we had over 100 saved, and I can't remember, maybe 10 or 12 got the Holy Ghost. And on that second Sunday afternoon, we baptized 56 in the river. So a day after I closed that revival, I started pastoring another church. So other than those 5 weeks, Brother Matthew, I have pastored 44 straight years.
Wow, that's a lot. I can't believe that.
Yeah, we've been around a while.
Brother Miller, I thank you
for... You got a lot to look forward to, Brother Matthew.
Yep.
Proud of you because you're young and you're wanting to work for God. And don't be discouraged. The Bible said, let no man despise thy youth. And so while you're young, do what you can for the Lord.
Okay. Well, Brother Miller, I thank you for doing this interview with me.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for tuning in.
Glad to be with you, actually, today. I mean, hey, Brother Matthew, I don't know what it's like up there, but it's so cold here, so snowy. Not much else you can do today.
Yeah, it's the same up here, too.
Is it pretty, you got a lot of snow?
Yeah, it's just like, it hasn't really been snowing that much, but it's pretty cold, yeah.
Yeah, I saw where Brother Milliken, he went up to Maine to do a wedding, and they had a blizzard, so they're kind of stuck I guess God's helped us. We're not that bad.
Yep, he has been helping us. Yep. Well, I thank you for tuning in today. You can go subscribe to PHT in the Morning with Pastor David Miller. You can go find him on YouTube. Just look up PHT in the Morning. And he comes out, like he said in the podcast, he comes out with one every Monday morning at 7 p.m., right, Brother David Miller?
Well, 7 a.m., sometimes it's a little later.
Okay.
But we go through Cantor Media. So when I put them up, I send them to them, and they sometime are a little later than that.
Okay. Well, on behalf of me and Pastor David Miller, God bless you all, and I thank you for joining me today, and I hope you guys will have a wonderful rest of your night. Thank you for joining me today on Gospel Time Podcast with Brother Matthew Travis. God bless you all, and also again, Brother David Miller, thank you for joining me today.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Go follow Gospel Time Podcast.